Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German.
Welcome to the Coffee Break German Show. Ich heiße Thomas.
Und ich heiße Marc. Wie geht's dir, Thomas?
Sehr gut. Alles läuft super.
Oh, I love it. Alles läuft super. Everything is running superbly.
Exactly. Bei dir auch?
Bei mir auch. Yeah, also for me, everything is excellent. We're delighted to be back with another episode of Coffee Break German.
And in these weekly episodes, we help you to improve your German, as always, one coffee break at a time.
You can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're watching our video version, then please do subscribe to our channel on YouTube.
Mark, what is the topic for today?
Well, today we're looking at the verb to go. Now, the verb to go, you kind of think of immediately gehen.
Gehen, yeah.
However, it's not as simple as that.
Unfortunately not, no. There's another one.
Bist du bereit?
Ja, lass uns anfangen.
So as we said, we think first of all as a straight translation of to go as gehen. And to go in English is very common. We use that in many, many situations.
Yes, I've seen it all the time. Like we're going to the supermarket, we're going on holiday, we went to Spain.
Yeah. And the thing about it, in German, we can't use gehen in many situations for a translation of to go because we need to use this other word, this fahren verb.
Okay, now we use gehen as well, but we maybe come back to that. There's like specific cases when we use gehen.
Yeah.
But for most cases, we use fahren when we're talking about a destination, especially when we're using any form of transport.
Right,
so,
okay.
For example, we mentioned the example of like shopping. In German, you would say, ich fahre zum Einkaufen.
Yeah, so I'm going shopping. I'm going to the shops. Ich fahre zum Einkaufen.
Genau, and that implies that you might take the bus, you might take the car, you might go on your bike, but you're using some form of transportation.
Right, wheels.
Wheels, exactly. It doesn't matter how many or how big they are, but there's wheels involved.
Where wheels are involved, it's fahren. Okay, give us another example that we can use here.
We could also say, er fährt morgen mit dem Zug nach Berlin.
Okay, so still wheels.
Still wheels,
and
lots of them.
You can translate that as he is going tomorrow to Berlin by train.
Genau.
So I guess we could say he's traveling to Berlin by train tomorrow, but ultimately it's just the fact that he's going there.
Exactly, but in English you would never probably use the verb drive there.
Yeah.
You would always use go or travel or something, but in German you use fahren.
Yeah, I guess in English, if you were saying, is he driving or is he taking the train? In that situation, we would be more specific. But just talking generally, he's going to Berlin by train tomorrow. Er fährt zum fahren.
That's the verb you would use.
Yeah, and it does change the vowel slightly in the present tense. Fahren in the infinitive, but fährt, F-E, umlaut,
genau.
HRT.
We might talk about umlauts in another episode at some point.
Look forward to that. Yes, okay. Give me one more example of fahren.
Wann fährst du in den Urlaub nach Peru?
Nächstes Jahr.
Sehr schön. Wow.
So, when are you going on holiday to Peru?
Genau.
It's not definite yet, but fingers crossed. So, wann fährst du? When are you going? When are you traveling? In den Urlaub, on holiday to Peru.
Genau, and it's again this, we don't even know, he's probably not actually driving there, he's traveling
not
there.
To Peru.
And it might not have wheels, he might take the boat or it might be the plane, but still you would use fahren just to get to that destination, to travel, to go to that destination.
Okay, so that all makes sense. When we're talking about traveling, when there's wheels involved or transport involved in some way, then we're going to use fahren as a translation of to go. But when do we use gehen?
Still has its purpose in German, but it's one instance when you use it is you want to make clear that you're walking somewhere.
Okay, okay. So your feet are involved in some way.
Genau. So okay. For example, if you say, ich gehe zur Post und kaufe Briefmarken.
Okay, so I'm going to the post office, or literally I'm walking to the post office, and I'm going to buy a stamp.
Genau, so you kind of, it's also clearer maybe for the other person that you'll take some longer because you're actually walking there, you're not taking the car or the bike.
Yeah, okay.
And also in situations where you want to walk because maybe the weather is nice. Mm-hmm. So if you say, wenn es schön ist, gehe ich zur Arbeit.
So wenn es schön ist, when it's nice weather, gehe ich zur Arbeit. I walk to work rather than I drive or I take my cycle or the train or whatever.
Genau, so like the emphasis on the actual walking.
The walking, good. Okay. We also use gehen in some slightly other situations, slightly different situations.
Yes, you come across it also. And that's when you talk about, for example, activities. I think we've all heard the example sentence, Sie gehen schwimmen oder ich gehe schwimmen.
Yeah, so I go swimming in that case. So the activity there is schwimmen, but it's like schwimmen gehen.
Genau, yeah. And okay. It's not focusing off like, how do you get there? What's the form of transport? It's just, you're talking about the activity.
Yeah.
And we've seen it with like, gehen, ich gehe wandern, ich gehe schwimmen. So it doesn't also matter the activity.
So just quickly, you said Sie gehen schwimmen, they are going swimming. But if we're talking about going to the swimming pool, we would use fahren.
Genau, the traveling to the destination. So yeah. For example, you would say, wir fahren morgen zum Schwimmbad.
Yeah.
Wir gehen schwimmen.
Right, so tomorrow we're going to the swimming pool because we're going swimming.
Genau.
Same verb in English, but two different verbs in German.
Ganz genau.
Okay. We also use gehen for going to school.
Ja, genau. So if you're attending things like a school, for example, if you say, mein kleiner Bruder geht in die Grundschule.
Yeah. Okay, so my little brother goes to primary school, goes to elementary school. Mm-hmm. Would the same apply for going to a concert?
Ja, a concert, auf das Konzert, ich gehe auf ein Konzert, or any form of course as well, ich gehe auf ein Marketing-Kurs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think probably what would be good is if we kind of summarize where we are with how to translate to go in German. Ultimately, if you look up the verb to go in a small dictionary, you will find
you get gehen.
But it's not as simple as that. We've basically focused on, well, wheels were involved.
Yes, so like focusing on how you're getting somewhere. Mm-hmm. And if there's wheels or not necessary, it's also said like a boat or a plane, mm-hmm. Then you use fahren.
Okay, so anytime that the focus is on how you're getting there, anytime you're focusing on the transport element, then we use fahren. But
unless you're actually walking there,
yeah.
Then you would use gehen.
So for walking, gehen, and we also use gehen for these activities like schwimmen gehen.
Genau.
And going to...
attending like a course, a school, a concert, a party.
Okay. I guess with all things, there's a little bit of a gray area sometimes.
Yes, I think also maybe there's some like regional differences or people also use gehen slightly more than fahren in some cases, but I would say the generals as we just laid them out. Mm-hmm. If it has wheels, if it's a form of transportation, stick with fahren.
Yeah.
And then for the other things, gehen.
Okay. Now, as ever, when you do decide which verb to use and you get it wrong, you will be understood. So don't worry.
Yes.
That's the caveat there. But I think we'll call it a day there.
Okay. Gute Idee.
We hope that you enjoyed this lesson. Of course, if you would like to see the written version of all this content with all of the examples written down and more information about gehen and fahren, then you can check out our blog post. And the link for that is in the description of this episode.
And if you would like more help with grammar topics or vocab topics, please feel free to go to coffeebreaklanguages.com/German and you will also receive free regular emails.
Yeah, so you need to sign up there to get our regular email lessons and you can look out for the next mini lesson in your inbox. Also das reicht für heute?
Ja, würde ich sagen.
Ich gehe einkaufen.
Sehr gut, ich fahre mit dem Zug nach Hause.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Happy Coffee Breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radio Lingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. All rights reserved.